Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
When is an EP not an EP? When is it an LP?
Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Lanahan, I'd like to welcome you to this episode of our program. My name is Patrick Foster. We're going to get rolling and keep rolling with May 2026 new music. Got some great picks in. And I want to thank everybody very, very much, especially Stephen Routledge, his pop, and Nicholas Nygaard's. For their cool submissions this month. Really loved it, and heard a lot of good things from folks who loved it also. But I do want to tell you, before we jump into Roger Grace, today's a Roger Grace Day, which is always exciting for me, and I think for everyone else as well. I want to tell you there is still time to book your spot for Suburbs Fest 2026. Hey, are you looking for something fun to do for a weekend this summer? We have the perfect solution. It is Suburbs Fest down in Knoxville, Tennessee. It is going to be taking place July 30th to August 1st. And on Thursday, there's an opening night meet and greet in Hootenanny. Then we'll probably go out and hang out a little bit somewhere, maybe play some darts, skee ball, bowling, shuffleboard, hacky sack, skee ball. Did I mention darts? Should be a lot of fun. On Friday, 31st of July, of course, the big live band karaoke with Frank Muffin. Always a big crowd favorite, and should be a lot of fun this year. And then Saturday, the 1st, the big wrap-up down at the Corner Lounge there in Knoxville, Tennessee. We are going to have an interview show with some local musicians, and that's going to take place from 3 to 5. That is free of charge. And, of course, the big late-night show featuring Court Jar as the headliners, including Frank Muffin and Maddie C. Maddie C is going to be in town to play a solo set, which should be a lot of fun. That is from 8 to 11 p.m. Wonderful, wonderful time always with these events. We're so lucky to know these musicians and have these people helping us out. It's just so great. I want to say thanks to Randall Brown for all he's done to get this event on track. And can't wait to see Randall and watch Courtyard perform. We've got a block of rooms reserved at the Hampton Inn Cedar Bluff. And you can get a discounted rate. If you just go to suburbspod.com, you'll see a big banner on the front, Suburbs Fest 2026. Click on that. Then you can make your reservations. You don't have to come for all 3 days. Come for a day. Come for Saturday night. Come for Friday night. Whatever you want to do. But we'd love to see you down there. It looks like we're going to have a good crowd. So it's a great chance to meet some of the other listeners and participants in this wonderful Rock in the Suburbs world. With that, I want to tell you that it is World Cup time. If you haven't noticed, the World Cup is playing, and it is taking place in Mexico, Canada, and the United States of America. And a lot of people that I've seen are showing the signs of World Cup fever. Just walking down the street, I can tell they look a little peaked. There's sweat coming off their forehead, and they're darting their eyes around from left to right. They've got a touch of the World Cup fever. And Roger Grace, of course, today mentions it. And I just want to say that if you're listening to this when it's released on the day of Tuesday, July 23rd, tomorrow is the big third round match between Brazil and Scotland. And you know which way Roger's going to want you to pull in that one. And it looks like the Scottish fans have been having a great time. They apparently actually drank the Sam Adams tap room in Boston out of Sam Adams. Had never happened before. Even on St. Patrick's Day in Boston, they didn't sell as much Sam Adams as they did to the Tartan Army. So let's go, Scotland. Let's pull the upset here on Brazil. Super John McGinn and company. Scott McDominate will do the job. All right, folks, enough about the footy. Let's turn it over now to Roger Grace for his May 2026 new music picks.
Please, 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 please. Roger Grace. Absolutely glorious entrees from Scotland. Roger Grace. So long, farewell, goodbye. Hi Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace in Stirling with my May new music picks. Two for me and a bonus, which I also think someone else will probably grab hold of this month as well. The first is by the Venus Girls, who are a four-piece Newcastle Leeds-based goth grunge band. They've been around for a few years, so quite a few singles out. They've got an enhanced version of their latest song, which originally came out in April, but this is a newer version and with an instrumental on it, and it's called Eve. I'm off to see them in Glasgow towards the end of the year, and probably one of the smallest venues I've been to. It only holds just over 200 people, but I'm really excited to see them because I've liked them for quite a while. Second is from Dundee-based Red Vanilla, who have just brought out a new EP, Where Should I Be? And the question is, when is an EP not an EP? When is it an LP? The download version of it has got 7 songs in 27 minutes. But if you pick up the physical copy, which is in a lovely mottled red, there's 3 bonus tracks on it. So it becomes a 10-song EP, which to my brain in ears is longer. It should really be an LP. Anyway, it's very, very good. Anna Forsyth, the lead singer, is on wonderful form. They've had quite a last 12 months. They were a four-piece band. They lost their bass player last year, who split off from them. And then just barely a month or two before this EP came out, they've parted ways with their drummer as well. They're carrying on at the moment as a two-piece and have been doing some in-store sessions with Anna and the other guitarists as well, but it's a damn fine record. I'm not going to pick a track from it because I want to make you listen to it, Patrick, and then you can choose the one that you think fits the best. But please do listen to it, and please listeners, listen to it. They're a really good band. They've been around for a few years, and they've got a lot of great songs.
The hands of the cruelest joke. I thought I had it, I'm not even close. And I just keep hearing I have to hold out hope. But it always runs dry when I need it the most. Sometimes I wonder why I even try. I'm not getting on, I'm just getting by. And it's hard not to let it catch my eye. Such a luscious green on the other side. But I know
So on to the bonus pick. If Mr. Routledge hasn't picked this, then I think I might give up picking music, because having met Tim again just recently and we're talking about all things rock and what we do and don't like, we're in agreement. We both love The Darkness, and they've got a new song out called Masters of the Universe. And if you haven't guessed, yes, it's from the film of the same name. It is The Darkness in best form. It's a really fantastic rock tune. Justin Hawkins' vocals are just amazing. I love The Darkness. If you've never seen them before, please go and see them when they come anywhere near you. You will not be unhappy for some good old-fashioned, really good riffs and rock music as well. Anyway, that's all for me. Just waiting for the World Cup to warm up. I'm English, but I live in Scotland, so who am I supporting? I'll let you guess. Anyway, so long, farewell, goodbye.
We're the masters.
Newcastle Leeds based goth grunge. 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 Newcastle Leeds based goth grunge.